Buy the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart now and play golf for only $15 at the Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Play golf for only $15 every Tuesday at any time. And this special rate is good now through March 29th next year. Or you can play golf for $15 every day at Chalk Mountain after 12 noon. Your $125 SLO County Golf Cart gets you a $15 round of golf every day after 1 p.m. at the Morro Bay Golf Course. And the $15 rate is also honored every day between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Dairy Creek. And all these $15 rates are effective now through March 29th, 2025. But there's more. This card also gives you a free round of golf at Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You can celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Purchase the 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Hamm with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 8 came to a close Monday night in Pittsburgh. The Steelers held on to beat the Giants 26-18. Russell Wilson threw for 278 yards and a touchdown, while Najee Harris added 114 on the ground as the Steelers improved to 6-2 on the year. In Green Bay, Jordan Love is day-to-day after an MRI revealed that the star quarterback suffered a strained groin Sunday against the Jags. NFL Network insiders Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero are reporting that Love is considered day-to-day but still has a shot to play on Sunday. Speaking of the Jags, Doug Peterson has announced the team will be without Christian Kirk for the remainder of the season after the veteran wideout broke his collarbone in Week 8 against the Packers. Some trade news for you. The Patriots sending outside linebacker Josh Uche to the Chiefs for a 2026 sixth-round pick. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All right, gentlemen, this is Emmitt Smith on behalf of Depend, and I've got the perfect play. Run straight to your doctor's office for a life-changing catch. Because when prostate cancer is caught early, it's up to 99% treatable, and one blood test might be all it takes. And now through November, Depend is donating to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for select purchases. Talk about a great play.
From September 1st to November 30th, Depend is donating 40 cents to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for Depend Shield Guards Real Fit products purchased in the U.S. up to a maximum of $300,000, void in Mississippi.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce. Bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce. Bacon. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek, and I'm one of the Peek Brothers. I'm running for Atascadero City Council this year. As a local business owner and property owner, I will work to continue the path our city is currently on, creating a more vibrant downtown, supporting a safe place to raise a family, and supporting smart budget initiatives that prioritize infrastructure improvements that benefit all residents.
Paid for by Seth Peek for Atascadero City Council.
On November 5th, please vote Seth Peek for Atascadero City Council.
Savings and selection are going on right now at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing. Wrangler men and women's Western shirts, 20% off. Flannel shirts starting at just $29.95. $10 off Carolina, Wolverine, and Georgia work boots. And at D&J Camping and Clothing, you'll find a great selection of Levi's 501, 505, and 517s. Women's wear, and of course, special orders are always welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, October 29th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero firefighters extinguish hay trailer fire. Small segment of southbound US 101 lane closed today. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. On Saturday afternoon, Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services responded to a report of a vehicle fire at 6280 Morrow Road. The fire was said to be a truck with a trailer full of numerous hay bales that had caught fire. A release by the fire department says the first engine arrived to see the bales of hay were fully engulfed in flames, but there was no extension into the truck. Suppressive actions were taken quickly, and though the fire was able to spread to nearby vegetation, the flames were contained in just about an hour. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services says no injuries of civilians or fire personnel were reported. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with private landowners and other agencies, announced there will be a prescribed burn taking place around 30 minutes east of Santa Margarita at the intersection of River Road and Park Hill Road. The burns will manage hazardous vegetation on approximately 112 acres of land and will go through Friday, November 1st. Smoke may be visible in the area east of Santa Margarita. Small segment of U.S. 101 southbound lane closed today. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. A small segment of the left lane of the southbound U.S. 101 will be closed today from around 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The closure will take place between Stagecoach Road and Monterey Street in San Luis Obispo. Crews will be removing debris and performing maintenance work in the center divide. Travelers can expect potential delays when traveling southbound in this area. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is this morning at 9. On the board's business agenda is a discussion and status update on how to proceed with the Bob Jones Pathway Gap Closure Project. In August of this year, the board failed to approve the use of eminent domain for 1.2 acres on a necessary parcel to complete the trail. Per the board's direction, staff has returned with an update. The agenda says the first alternative is returning the grant and delaying the project. The second is to phase the project and collaborate with Caltrans and SLOCOG. In phasing the project, Caltrans would use their right-of-way on the U.S. 101 to complete the middle section of this project, realigning the trail to be adjacent to the U.S. 101. The board will consider whether to work with Caltrans to complete this project in phases or reapply for future grant funding. You can attend this morning's meeting in person or watch online. Tickets are still on sale for Honor Flight of Central Coast California's Wine and Dine Poor Fest. On Saturday, November 2nd, join Honor Flight and veterans for an exciting dinner at the Estrella Warbirds Museum, recognizing and honoring our nation's heroes. Honor Flight allows veterans the opportunity to fly to Washington, D.C. and visit the memorials built in honor of the wars they have fought in. Here's Bear McGill, chairperson of Honor Flight Central Coast California, on inviting listeners to join them for the Poor Fest.
Yeah, so November 2nd from 1 to 4, we have the Poor Fest at the A fundraiser for Honor Flight is going to be held out at the Estrella Warbirds there in Paso Robles. And the event is, going to raise money so we can continue flying these veterans. We have over 20 wineries going to be in one spot. And we have food available. We're going to have a silent auction. And, the tickets are $100. Which is cheap if you think about it. When you go out and taste at wineries, a lot of these places are charging you, at least $30 to do a wine tasting. Well, we're going to have 20 wineries out there pouring their wine. It's not going to cost anybody any tasting fees. And so, if you think about going to 20 different wineries at, $20 to $30 a pop tasting, it's going to cost you a lot more than coming out there for $100 with a barbecue, wine. We actually have Calco Spear going to be out there with us pouring their beer.
100% of proceeds from the Poor Fest will benefit Honor Flight. For tickets, more information, and to donate to Honor Flight, visit honorflightccc.org. Atascadero's next Fall First Friday will be this Friday, November 1st, from 5:30 to 9 p.m. Join the city in the downtown area and Sunken Gardens in this Dia de los Muertos-themed event. Entertainment for the evening will start with Paso a Pasito Dance Group at 5:30 p.m. at Historic City Hall, followed by classic rock cover band Big Wheel Cobra. A variety of food and drink specials will be available throughout the downtown area, including the Hualtuco Taco Food Truck. Enjoy strolling Mexicanissimo mariachi bands, face painting, and sugar skull decorating. Also featured will be an ofrenda remembrance altar, where the public is encouraged to bring a photo of a loved one or pet that has passed away to remember as part of the celebration. The ofrenda will be first set up on October 30th and removed November 3rd. Enjoy this free celebration at the Atascadero downtown area this Friday. The Paso Robles Main Street Association is looking for volunteers to monitor barricades during its safe and fun trick-or-treat event on Halloween. This event will take place in the downtown area in Paso Robles Thursday, October 31st from 4 to 7 p.m. Street closures include 11th and 12th Streets from Spring to Pine Streets, Pine Street from 11th to 12th Streets, and Park Street from 12th to 13th Streets. To volunteer, you can call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103. In sports, Major League Baseball, for the World Series, the Dodgers beat the Yankees in Game 3 4-2. The Dodgers lead 3-0 in this best-of-seven series. Game 4 will be tonight at Yankee Stadium, and if necessary, Game 5 will be held tomorrow. In the NFL, the Steelers beat the Giants 26-18 in Monday Night Football. For Thursday this week, the Texans will face off against the Jets. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Governor Gavin Newsom touting success in statewide efforts to crack down on crime. More than 3,200 arrests resulting from the CHP's organized retail theft task force. Meanwhile, in Oakland, Mayor Sheng Thao says her city has been awarded a federal grant to help reduce gun violence.
It's a sign that we here in Oakland, that we are on the right track, and that the Biden and Harris administration acknowledges that.
Funds from the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention will help hire life coaches who target those considered at risk of committing or falling victim to gun violence. Dodgers go up 3-0 over the Yankees in the World Series. Manager Dave Roberts, who was a member of the 2004 Boston Red Sox, who came back from 3-0 to beat the Yankees in the ALCS, wants to finish off the series tonight.
I just think that we have got to stay focused, stay urgent.
A loss would mean the first World Series sweep of the Yankees since 1976. Gas prices averaging $4.58 a gallon here. Jeff Scott, California News.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Emotion, dis-ease, disease. E, space, motion, movement, dynamics like we have with our children. Dis-ease is when we alter those dynamics. Disease is the effect from altering those dynamics. I've had doctors contact me and said, you have just summed up everything we need to know about health in those three words. All diseases are simply the altering of emotion to a lesser state. I will help you rediscover that fountain of youth. This is Gary Whiting, the fitness doctor. If you make me part of your health and fitness problems, I will become part of your health and fitness solutions. Remember, old farts don't drool, they rule. For men over 70, training at the Paso Robles Sports Club. 805-400-4460. Again, that's 805-400-4460.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California water officials last week directed staff to create a report that outlines the scientific basis for development of permanent in-stream flow requirements on the Scott and Shasta Rivers in Siskiyou County to aid salmon and steelhead trout. In addition to developing the scientific basis report, the California State Water Resources Control Board asked staff to assess the economic impacts of baseline minimum flows and to continue modeling and developing information that could be used in the future to evaluate water year-specific minimum in-stream flows. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds tomorrow morning, then mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs will be in the low 70s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday. Clouds rolling in on Saturday with a 75% chance of showers early in the morning, clearing up to sunny skies on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday next week. Upper 60s on Thursday and Friday, low 60s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, low 70s Monday, then 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 40 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peak Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's P-E-E-K painting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at P-E-E-K painting.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's another sign of the job market cooling. There were 7.4 million job openings on the last business day of September. Little change from the month before in the job openings and labor turnover survey. However, compared with a year ago, openings are down 1.9 million. Hires in September came in at 5.6 million. Also, consumer confidence improved this month. The Conference Board's reading rose to 108.7, much stronger than expected. Boeing shares are narrowly higher after it revealed its stock sales will raise up to $21 billion for the company. And McDonald's shares are up a fraction. Its earnings topped expectations the quarter ended before the E. coli outbreak. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
If you live in Paso Robles and plan to vote in November, your police officers and firefighters associations urge you to vote yes on Measure I-24. I-24 is simply a continuation of a half-cent sales tax we are already paying, and the money raised has funded more than $78 million in road repairs. If I-24 fails, funding will be directed away from police and fire, resulting in fewer officers and firefighters available for emergencies. Voting yes on I-24 is a vote for public safety.
If you're in need of tires or exceptional auto service, then head on over to American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero. They're your go-to destination for top brand name tires that'll keep you cruising smoothly on the road ahead. But that's not all. Their full service repair shop is geared up and ready to tackle any automotive challenge you throw their way. American West Tire and Auto, 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at AmericanWestTireAndAuto.com.
Eric's Painting, your North County residential and commercial paint company. No job is too big or too small. Eric's Painting, they specialize in refinishing cabinets, stained or painted. You can count on the licensed professional. Detailed quality paint work from Eric's Painting. Call Eric's Painting or find them on Facebook. 805-975-6960. That's 805-975-6960.
Can a man get pregnant?
Yes, a man, if their gender identity is male, they can get pregnant.
You have just heard a discussion that took place at the Atascadero School Board meeting on September the 17th. Those were the words of Matt Pinion, who is running for re-election.
Hi, I'm Jody Taylor.
And I'm Joey Arnold.
And we are both running for seats on the Atascadero School Board.
According to the 2023 U.S. News and World Report, at the Atascadero Middle School, only 54% of students tested at or above proficient level in reading, and only 33% in math.
And at the high school, there was only 50% proficiency in reading and 20% in math.
We believe that the school board meeting should focus on curriculums that will improve academic achievement at our schools.
Please vote for Jody Taylor
and Joey Arnold
for the Atascadero School Board on or before November 5th. Paid for by Joey Arnold and Jody Taylor for the 2024 Atascadero School Board.
Paso High Theater Company, Paso Robles Lions Club, and Paso Robles Youth Quest, they are presenting Ghost Stories, and that is through the 31st, 5 till 8, 1745 Spring Street. That's across from the Paso Market Walk. The Maze's first hour is dedicated to all ages, and hours 2 and 3 focused on little scarier experience. Tickets are $7 for 10 and under and $10 for those 11 and older. So enjoy and do help out and get a little scared and enjoy Halloween.
This is Andrea C. Strand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here, bringing you some great specials. With fall in the air, Roosters Firearms designates this month of October as Glocktoberfest. So come on in, pick out a new Glock handgun, and take 10% off the price. Sorry, this deal does not apply to the Glock Law Enforcement Blue Label Program. Also, for all of you who've heard my last radio ad, I had home defense shotguns on sale for $199, and we sold out. Great news, we're restocking them now for the same price. And the 1,000 rounds of 9mm brass-cased range ammo is still on sale for $309.99. This ammo was made by the largest ammo manufacturer in the Czech Republic. It is factory fresh with clean burning powder and fully reloadable. We also sell it on the 50-round boxes, but the 1,000-round case is the smoking deal.
Hi, this is Terry. So Jim used up all of our commercial radio time, so all I get to say is I'm looking forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in Templeton.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Martin Edimov, 36, surprises
everyone inside Fort Lauderdale International Airport when he casually strolls through the terminal, drunk and butt naked. Edimov parks his car on the sidewalk outside Terminal 1, breaches a TSA checkpoint. Eventually, he's booked on multiple charges, including battery on a law enforcement officer, disorderly intoxication, and of course, indecent exposure. With this crime alert, I'm Missy Grace.
With Cybersecurity Awareness Month winding down, LifeLock wants to remind you to update your software. These updates are used to patch up security issues that identity thieves can exploit to gain access to your personal info. But for comprehensive identity theft protection, there's LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal info and fixes identity theft issues that arise. Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name as your promo code, Clay.
I'm Kenny Enney. True excellence requires hard work. When we fail to enforce discipline or uphold standards in our schools, we fail our children. The class of 2024 had a 94% graduation rate. But when 52% of them failed to meet standards in English and 77% of them failed to meet standards in math, we have failed as a community. We owe it to our students to challenge and inspire them to new heights. Help them to be excellent. Vote for Lauren McCoy, Hunter Breeze, Leo Castillo, and Kenny Enney for PRJUSD. Not paid for by any political candidate or committee.
Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. Like most people, you're probably in a state of shock by the price of fuel when you're filling up your car lately. Your first line of defense is to have your vehicle operating optimally. At Lube & Go, our 26-point service will do just that. You might be surprised by how much fuel economy is wasted by improperly inflated tires, dirty engine air filters, or for that matter, oil that is overdue to be changed. At Lube & Go, we want to partner with you to get the most out of your vehicle, as well as maximizing your fuel economy. At Lube & Go, we use only the highest quality filters, fluids, lubricants, and replacement parts. Work is done while you wait, managed by ASE-certified technicians, and almost always for far less than what the dealership or national chain store will charge you. We also do state smog inspections, transmission and coolant exchange, air conditioning recharge, brakes, and brake inspection. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving monthly coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go. Lube & Go!
Local news update brought to you by Jackie, the Stove and Spa Center in Atascadero, now celebrating their huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. On Saturday afternoon, Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services responded to a report of a vehicle fire at 6280 Morrow Road. A truck was carrying numerous bales of hay that had caught fire, fully engulfed by the time fire officials arrived. The flames were contained in just about an hour and no injuries were reported. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with other agencies, announced there will be a prescribed burn taking place around 30 minutes east of Santa Margarita at the intersection of River Road and Park Hill Road. Burns will go through Friday, November 1st. Smoke may be visible in the area east of Santa Margarita. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center. Visit in-store at 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero or online at stoveandspa.com.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The final Fox News power rankings have just six states as toss-ups in the presidential election, giving Arizona to former President Trump, former First Lady Melania Trump on Fox and Friends.
I feel it's kind of the same like 2016. The support out there, it's incredible.
It's the 100th day of the Harris for President campaign since President Biden dropped out.
Vice President Kamala Harris will deliver a closing argument from the Ellipse here in Washington with the White House as a backdrop to offer what a senior campaign official says is an appeal to turn the page on the Trump era. The Ellipse is also where former President Trump rallied supporters before a mob attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, 2021.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Dozens of people are killed in an Israeli airstrike on a five-story building in northern Gaza used as a shelter for displaced Palestinians. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi,
Hi, Jean. This is Anne. Remember, my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt, and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
Driven to be the best.
The veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none. Driven to be the best.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
Ted Miles Motors, Atascadero.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Clouds early, a little bit of sunshine, upper 60s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the upper 30s and partly cloudy. 70 on Wednesday, upper 60s. Clouds Thursday, partly cloudy Friday, upper 60s, low 60s with about a 75% chance of rain Saturday morning. Sunny Sunday, upper 60s, low 70s, sunny Monday and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 4 up and down. 7:23 a.m., 6:11 p.m., we're at 42 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, and it is a sliding and swinging doors with features like doggy doors built in. Coming up this afternoon, Barry has a day off, so Eric will be in, and he'll have a couple of guests, timely. And it'll be Randall Jordan, chairman of the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County, and Michael Aaron Woody, former candidate for the United States Congress. Local get-out-the-vote efforts and current state of play in local, state, and federal races and the ballot proposition. So enjoy that this afternoon, all here on The Right Choice. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, that 24/7 same day. Outstanding reputation, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch, headed for home. 238-5775-238-KPRL.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Whatever it may be on your minds, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and as I like to say, it is appreciated sometimes when we change a subject. You don't have to stay on the same subject just because somebody brought up something, and no need to apologize for it. So that's why we call it freedom of speech, because we can literally bounce all over the place with the different subjects, from serious to goofy or whatever, whatever. But I thought I'd throw this out as we're getting, well, we're a week away from the elections. Okay. What do you think the most important right is? I don't have a definitive answer for this. I was just pondering it this last half hour. And I just, you know, I wonder if anybody ever thinks about it. Now, it may be different for everybody, but what do you think the most important right is? Now, is it the right to free speech? The First Amendment is widely considered to be the most important part of the Bill of Rights. It protects the fundamental rights of us, the freedom to believe and express different ideas in a variety of ways. Some will say, well, all human rights are equally important. That may be a little bit more detailed. The right to life. Well, let me ask you this about the right to life. If you have a right to life, but you don't have the freedoms of speech or some other freedoms, what is your life? What is your life? If you don't have freedom, then the right to life, what do you think? Hi, good morning.
Well, I certainly think the right to a free and fair election is a very important right. Wouldn't you think so?
I do, but without having the freedom to express yourself, would we even have the right to vote?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. But, you know, somebody called the Dave Congleton show and directly pointed out that this whole thing with the, accusing people of conspiracies and trying to throw shade on certain candidates, and said, wasn't this time to interfere with our right to a free and fair election? Isn't this an election interference? And the shocking answer was yes, it was timed to dissuade people to vote for certain candidates. So,
that's what our election process is all about. You point out the differences in people running for office or what the people currently in office are doing. So that's your freedom of speech to express that. That happens in every election, that you're pointing out the negatives, what you think, and maybe the positives for the others. It's not a conspiracy. It's called our election process. It's our right to do that.
Well, that's an interesting point, but the part of the problem here is that that's a good point, but you know, part of the problem here is that all this news gets thrown out. You see all this demeaning information, and the established candidates have raised a ton of money. And meanwhile, they're throwing shade and making accusations on a group of people who could barely raise, anything compared to the established candidates. But I mean, you raise a good point. I hadn't considered that.
Well, anyway. It's not uncommon for the incumbents to be able to raise more money.
Yeah, that is a good point, and that was the point that this caller was trying to raise yesterday. On the Dave Congleton show, that this is really about the ruling elite's pushback against the average citizen who started to have a say in how things were being run in Paso Robles. A good example of that is the parking referendum.
Well, okay, so yeah, and the people fought back, and there are those that still regret it. But I'm going to jump back though to this. Conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Look, many people in Paso Robles don't like the way the city has been run. They don't like the way mm-hmm. they've been talked to, and they don't like these people, so they want them out. Again, I'd like to have anybody tell me how that is a conspiracy.
Right. It's not. That's your right to participate in a free and fair election.
Right, and to express differences of opinions, and whether
exactly.
It's with the city council or the city manager. If people don't
yeah.
like him and his feelings get hurt, too damn bad.
Exactly.
I mean, it's...
Oh, thank you, Kip.
It's a, you know, when certain... Well, not certain. When people get into positions of, you know, such as a city manager or like,
mm-hmm.
they better have a strong backbone. Or maybe what the city should do is have some kind of psychological testing when they before they hire these people, see if they can handle criticism, because they're gonna because they're gonna get it. You know, in most cases, and even elected officials, they are probably not going to get compliments that often. Maybe once in a while, but most of the publicity they may get is going to be negative. That's just the the nature of the beast. So when you're in charge or something like that, and if you can't handle it, don't accept or get out, and don't cry about it.
Very well said, Kevin. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. All right. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. You know, okay, so was it a conspiracy to get Biden out of office? Or, to remove him from the ballot? Was that a conspiracy? I mean, conspiracy, I guess it's like a lot of things now. We can make the definition fit to what our agenda is. Our agenda is. All right? You know what? We're going to find out next Tuesday if the people of Paso Robles have succeeded in this conspiracy or this mutiny on the bounty. We'll find out. You know why? Because the voters will decide. So, need to grow up a little bit. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I would say, yes, that our most important right is the freedom of speech. I mean, technically, it's, you know, the freedom of thought, but that, you know, is it what matters is how the right to communicate to other people what your thoughts are. So, and yeah, so much of, because it, I mean, this is supposed to be, I mean, the people are supposed to be the sovereign, right? There's no king. I mean, the president is just supposed to execute the laws that the people have through representatives granted. And if they don't like laws, they can do things. And so the point, yes, is the most important right would be that. And then obviously, you know, you hear the talk that the Second Amendment is there to, you know, support those rights in the First Amendment. So, and you know, when you really think about our situation is, yeah, there's a lot of cantankerous and rancor and all this stuff, but it still comes down to what, you know, people choose to do. And, I mean, this election is going to be interesting to see because right now, right, I mean, this is always happens is the polls become more accurate so that pollsters can keep their jobs for the next cycle. And it's looking like, you know, that Trump is taking the lead, and that's and we'll know next week, most likely.
I wonder, and I haven't heard this, perhaps you have, that more than likely Trump voters are going to go to the polls. Have you heard that?
I mean, I've heard both that, I mean, there's more, you know, people going to early voters, and in certain states, some of these swing states, the Republicans are outnumbering the Democrats in the early polls, which has never been the case before. And but does that mean that there's just more people voting, which happens in presidential elections, and then all the people that would vote on Election Day are still going to do that? And that, I mean, all you can do is wait and see. I mean, you know, the numbers always eventually get, you know, disseminated as to what really is happening. But now it's just conjecture.
Well, I also wonder if many Democrats, particularly the far left ones, who are not satisfied with Harris enough, are they just going to sit home or vote for the, what's that? I forget, that Green Party or whatever that
is. Yeah, or Libertarian or whatever, yeah.
No, not Libertarian, but the Green, Jill Stein, I think her name is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, she's the Green, I think. Or yeah, I think so. But well, the other side of it is you're absolutely right, is most of the Republicans are motivated to kind of you know, that are for Trump are motivated to do whatever they're gonna do, where the Democrats, yeah, I mean, a lot of people look at Harris and go, what? You know, I mean, she can't even, you know, articulate what her, you know, and then she's flip-flopped and everything. So, I mean, there's got to be a lot of Democrats that are not happy. And their whole point is, you know, well, you got to keep Trump out of office because he's Hitler. I mean, it's that only goes so far with certain people. I think an intelligent Democrat is not going to buy that.
Well, Republicans have been called Hitler for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think Reagan was a Hitler, too.
Reagan, even the gentleman that was on with Susanna yesterday recalled Truman comparing Dewey to Hitler. So,
yeah.
So, you know, let's continue to do the name calling and so forth. And, you know, it obviously doesn't
right.
stick.
Well, and the other side of it is, at least in the presidential side, is, you know, the economy tends to be, you know, goes back to that Carville going, it's the economy, stupid. I don't see how any, you know, sane American would want to continue, you know, the beatings that they've been getting and the ridiculousness of it all. And again, I think you're going to find that Democrats, you know, a portion of them are going to stay home. The Republicans are going to be motivated, whether it's for the early voting or on Election Day. And there's going to be issues in some of these close states. I mean, and then it just comes down to the electoral stuff. Excuse me. Because if Trump gets enough states, that it doesn't matter how close, you know, Nevada or Arizona or North Carolina is, then it doesn't matter. So we shall see.
Okay. Well, yeah, we shall not. Just a week away. All right, sir.
Have a good day.
You too. 9 minutes away from nine. Hi. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. You know, to get Biden out of running for his other term wasn't conspiracy. That was just a decision made by the powers that be, that are powers, you know, way up above him.
Well,
a lot of people.
My point was that, okay, so just because somebody doesn't like what the way things are going on or the process, let's just call everything a conspiracy.
Oh, yeah, that's simple. I don't know how you say it, labeling of things without any investigation about it. But I'll tell you what a conspiracy was. For instance, back when Alan Keyes was running for president, and they remember on stage they wouldn't allow, or they wouldn't offer him very many questions. That was a conspiracy because the government, the country, or those powers, again, that would not allow a black man or woman, conservative black man or woman, be the leader of the country. They wouldn't allow that at that point. Now, I'm not so sure about it, but they're doing this phony show with this Kamala Harris.
Well, Obama was elected president. Was this before Obama?
Right.
The Alan Keyes?
Right. But you to stop and think about it, just because he was half black, but he wasn't a conservative either. I'm talking about a conservative black.
Oh, okay.
A woman or man such as Alan Keyes or Condoleezza Rice.
Well, but was he really relevant, though?
Well, absolutely he was. He wasn't given an opportunity to show his relevancy. That's the way I see it.
Okay. That's fair.
Anyway, so that was a conspiracy because they just wouldn't allow a black conservative man or woman to be president at that time. And it's still pushing that way. For whatever reason, I don't know.
Well, as you probably are aware, that black conservatives are often vilified in the black community.
Well, that was because they were conditioned because of the handouts given to them by white liberals throughout the years, starting with what was Franklin or someone back then. But
well, isn't even somebody like Thomas Sowell, hasn't he been called an Uncle Tom?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, and he's one of the most intelligent, greatest men modern-day soothsayers we've had in our country. But, yeah, he was called Uncle Tom. And he could beat anybody at a debate. So.
Yeah, and that's disgraceful. The man is self-made, and just like you said, he's absolutely brilliant. And not only brilliant, but he's spot-on, too.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm with you there, man.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much. I just thought I would bring out what I thought the conspiracy was and using Alan Keyes as an example back in the day.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. All right, folks. So I just started off this morning, and again, it's freedom of speech. We go off. What is the most important right? What do you think it is? Is it the First Amendment or simply the right to life? Human rights. Whatever right. The Second Amendment. The Third Amendment. On and on we go. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Doesn't it seem that none of the rights that we were given by the Bill of Rights and the Constitution would be upheld if it weren't for the Second Amendment which to me is the most important. It was written to protect the American people against a tyrannical government. Well, and I think that would take precedence.
Well, that's interesting, because when I started thinking about this and asked the question, I tried to combine, you know, in myself, before you called, combine the two, is that, well, could we have one without the other? And so that's the debate, but your point is well taken, because didn't we fight for our freedom?
We absolutely did.
And we had to fight. There wasn't going to be any negotiations.
No. So it's clear to me that the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, would take precedence over all the rest of them, because the rest of them wouldn't exist with a tyrannical government, which is who we're going to have to fight.
Well, it's interesting, because look what they're trying to do with our freedoms of speech and thought now.
Exactly.
We've had groups vilified by the United States government, conservative groups. The IRS has gone after conservative groups, et cetera, trying to stifle them. The Teachers Union in the United States have vilified parents for having to want to fight for their children's rights by calling them terrorists.
Terrorists. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's very, very good observation, ma'am.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Okay, you too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. What do you think? What is the most important right of all? Now, those say that everyone is equal regardless of race, color, sex, language, religion. I don't believe everyone is equal. It's impossible to be equal. And what I mean, you want people to have these things, their religious freedoms, their freedom of speech and so forth, but we're not equal. Some people are good looking, some people are smart, some just are more talented, more qualified, et cetera, so we're not equal. Everyone is not equal. Some are ugly. Some are this, some are that. You can't do that. I mean, we can say that if you want to live in a Shangri-La, all right? And then what are some of the other things that might be considered the most important? Would there be, like the last caller, could you have the First Amendment without having the Second Amendment? That would be a nice debate to have among people, wouldn't it? Figure that out. All right, folks, we have just a couple of minutes left here on the Morning Exchange on The Right Choice. It was on this day in 1973, Volkswagen settled a lawsuit against the National Lampoon for a piece they had written. Again, this was in 1973, and said, if Ted Kennedy drove a Volkswagen, he'd be president today. Classic. Hi, you got a minute.
Well, good morning, Kevin. With 1 minute, I would say that the Constitution, as it's presented, was a new idea, a new concept, because it allowed for the rights of the people, the inalienable rights from God, not from the government, and it allowed for private property ownership. The First Amendment is protected by the Second Amendment, so we needed the Second Amendment in order to be able to protect those rights in the First Amendment. And with regard to conspiracy theories, I love Senator Kennedy from the great state of Louisiana. We need some more conspiracy theories, because all of the old ones have come true.
All right, touche. We're going to close with that on this Tuesday edition on The Right Choice.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Atascadero's next Fall First Friday will be this Friday, November 1st, from 5:30 to 9 p.m. Join the city in the downtown area and Sunken Gardens in this Dia de los Muertos-themed event. Entertainment for the evening will start with Paso a Pasito Dance Group at 5:30 p.m., then followed by classic rock cover band Big Wheel Cobra. The Passerville's Main Street Association is looking for volunteers to monitor barricades during its safe and fun trick-or-treat Halloween event. This event will take place in the downtown area in Paso Robles Thursday, October 31st from 4 to 7 p.m. You can contact the Main Street office at 805-238-4103 to volunteer. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Eric's in for Barry today on Protecting What Matters. Randall Jordan, chairman of the San Luis Obispo County Republican Party, and Michael Aaron Woody, former candidate for Congress, will be talking about, getting out the vote and current state of play in the local, state, and federal races and everything else. Continue to support local friends and neighbors. Moms and pops, small business, keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.